Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More twists and turns in the U.S.-China tariff war leads to a mixed close on Wall Street for the major indexes. The Dow added 54 points, the S&P 500 losing about a half a point, the Nasdaq down 62. He's optimistic about his prognosis, says former President Joe Biden. He'll be taking a pill to treat his prostate cancer after a Memorial Day speech today in Newcastle, Delaware.
I feel good.
Have you decided on your treatment options?
Yeah, we have. We're underway, and all the folks are very optimistic.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants in the U.S. could be forced out soon. The Supreme Court today ruled that the government can move forward with its plans to end parole protections for many who fled Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. Loretta Swit has died. She played Major Margaret Houlihan, head of nurses on the hugely popular war-themed TV comedy series MASH. She was 87. This is ABC News. Potentially damaging testimony in the Sean Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. At the courthouse, ABC's Rena Roy says Combs' former assistant Mia has been testifying about alleged verbal and sexual abuse.
She says that she worked for Combs for 8 years and that she lived in fear of him, that as his assistant, he would allegedly throw things at her, a book, he would throw her into the pool and be violent with her multiple times. And she says that he also sexually assaulted her. She detailed one time when she says that she woke up with him on top of her in her bed, the bed that she slept in at his house. She says that she was not allowed to lock the door to that room. So she woke up with the weight of a person on top of her.
The Tony Awards this year will be held Sunday, June 8th from Radio City Music Hall in New York. New musicals hoping to win include Buena Vista's Social Club, Dead Outlaw, Death Becomes Her. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. There is an air quality alert until 6 a.m. Saturday for wildfire smoke in the air. Those with heart or respiratory issues should be cautious. Look for a small chance of a shower or storm tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 53. Mostly sunny and comfortable tomorrow with a high of 76. And clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and a little hazy outside from that smoke. The winds are out of the east, southeast at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 70 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, these costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families. When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ community in Wisconsin is before the legislature. Lisa Hale reports.
The legislative LGBTQ plus caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory. And it's baseless.
The legislative LGBTQ plus caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin communities with fewer than 7,500 people can hand count ballots under a decision by the State Elections Commission this week. However, under the Wisconsin Elections Commission decision, those communities and all other Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities must still comply with federal law and provide at least one electronic voting machine at a polling location to accommodate voters with disabilities. The commission's decision Tuesday came in reaction to a complaint against the northwestern Wisconsin town of Thorn Apple, population about 700, over its decision to hand count ballots in the April 2024 presidential primary or the August state primary. The commission voted 5-1 to dismiss the complaint. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. Following the annual spring hearings hosted by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources, officials say there is a great deal of support for starting the trout fishing season earlier. Over 9,000 residents provided input on 43 proposed changes to fish and wildlife management in the state during the spring hearings. Among the potential changes was a proposal to move the start of trout season from early May to the first Saturday in April. The goal would be to give anglers more opportunities to get out on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roost over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. Seasons are changing unofficially after the holiday, meteorologically with the calendar, and we will certainly start to feel it shortly. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo explains.
The unofficial start to summer was Memorial Day weekend. It's typically when pools and beaches open up for the season as the heat starts to rise and the days last longer. Now the meteorological start to summer starts on Sunday, June 1st. It includes the months of June, July, and August. And the season timing is a bit different and runs by the calendar. It's done that way so it's easier to keep track of data and changes to the climate. And the astronomical start to the summer lands on June 20th. This marks the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year. It will have the most hours of daylight out of all 365 days. After that, the hours of sunlight start to get shorter. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A Milwaukee advocacy group is slamming Homeland Security after it was revealed an undocumented immigrant accused of threatening the president was not responsible for writing the letter involved. Federal officials initially claimed that ICE officers had arrested Ramon Morales Reyes after he allegedly wrote the threatening letter. However, it's reported investigators found Morales Reyes was actually the victim of a crime, with the threatening note written by someone else in an apparent attempt to have him deported before he could testify in court. Forward Latino says it is inconceivable that the feds could get it so wrong. Morales Reyes is still accused of entering the U.S. illegally at least 9 times and has a record including felony hit and run and disorderly conduct with a domestic abuse enhancer. Morales Reyes remains in custody in Dodge County. If you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there's a reason Door County is such a popular destination. She says it's packed with culinary and cultural surprises and is an easy way to spend a weekend. Sayers says a trip to the Wisconsin Dells is just as fun, with unique shopping and dining and access to all those fantastic water parks. You can find out more, including planning a trip online, at travelwisconsin.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the state park system's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to supporting the state park system. The new merchandise includes a 125th anniversary sticker, a reusable tote bag, a camp mug, coasters, posters, and more. They can be purchased from state parks, forest, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge United Methodist Church. Burial in the Viola Cemetery will take place at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Douglas Frank Heisel, 63, of Lafarge. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday, June 20th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. An air quality alert remains in effect until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. The wildfire smoke from Canada has moved its way into the state, and it's widespread, so those with heart or respiratory issues should be cautious. Otherwise, it's actually a partly sunny day. With that hazy smoke in the way, it should make for a vibrant sunset. High temperatures today reach the mid-70s, and tonight slowly fall to the low 50s. Now, we could see a chance of a scattered shower or storm this evening. Kind of unlikely, but still possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, turning mostly sunny tomorrow. Patchy wildfire smoke could still linger in places, but it should clear off by the afternoon. Becoming comfortable, too, highs in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow night, clear and cool, sliding to the mid-40s with light winds, it'll be comfortable. You can crack that window, get some fresh air in before the AC needs to be turned on. Now, maybe you won't need it on Sunday. It'll get sticky in some spots. Sunny, mild, highs scrape 80, and a small chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, of course, later in the afternoon. Now, Monday. Mostly sunny, muggy, and warm. Basically hot, high temperatures flirting with 90 degrees. The chance of showers and storms, especially late. And then Tuesday, the system hits. It's going to bring mostly cloudy skies, occasional showers, and thunderstorms, which become widespread across the entire state by Tuesday later afternoon. It'll continue to downpour on us through the evening, overnight, winding down by morning with sun developing Wednesday, and much cooler and more comfortable. The humidity will be gone. We'll be back down to the mid-70s both Wednesday and Thursday. Enjoy the comfortable conditions. Partly sunny skies on Thursday. Rain is possible by night. So a little taste of that summer weather for those of you wanting it Monday and into Tuesday. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy with a little bit of haze, and our temperature is 70 degrees after a high today of 77 and a morning low of 70. Morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 72, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1991 is 89 degrees with a record low of 28 that was set back in 1965. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 48. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:33 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.79 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I was born at a very early age. Those words attributed to Groucho Marx have been repeated in many very different versions. When I was born, my father was away preaching at revival services in another state, and so Mom was alone in the hospital when I was born. Mom was somewhat of a worrywart, as are many moms. With Dad gone, Mom was not only worried about my birth since she lost a child before me, but she also was concerned about my future life. While she was lying in the hospital bed that night waiting for my birth, she said a ray of light shone in through the window and rested on her abdomen. She had a warm feeling of peace come over her, and God seemed to speak to her, saying that everything would be okay and that one day I would serve Him. She had this sense that I would become a pastor someday. Of course, Dad and Mom didn't tell me this until after I had accepted God's very clear call after high school graduation at the age of 17, knowing that there would be times of struggle in the maturing process before I actually entered the ministry. God spoke these words to Jeremiah. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. The psalmist writes this, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days that were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Then later in Jeremiah, God spoke to the nation of Israel during their troubles. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Friends, God has fearfully and wonderfully created each one of us, and He has called us to be on mission with Him. God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to Himself, and He chooses to use us, His chosen people, to accomplish His mission. He gives us hope and a future. It's up to us to walk in it. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Milwaukee Brewers are riding a four-game winning streak after a series sweep of the Boston Red Sox. Coming into tonight's series opener at Philadelphia, Milwaukee remains close to the top of the NL Central Division. A story in BleacherReport.com points to the team's trouble area, offense from the left side of the infield. Brewers playing shortstop and third base have a combined OPS of .486. So far, the team is missing shortstop Willy Adames, who left as a free agent. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of Game 1 of that three-game series at Philadelphia tonight on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch will be at 5:45, and the pregame is currently underway. An injury is expected to keep guard Damian Lillard out of most, if not all, of next season. For the Bucks, that means one of the NBA's best players will be on the sidelines. Celtics star Jason Tatum knows how he feels. Tatum shared a post on Instagram showing the two embracing earlier this season. Tatum suffered the same injury to his Achilles, has had surgery, and is also expected to be out all of next season. Recovery may be harder for Lillard because he is 7 years older, 34-27 for the Boston star. The Packers have added some more speed to their receiving core by signing an undrafted free agent. Sam Brown played college football at the University of Miami. To make room on the roster yesterday, the team released defensive end Jeremiah Martin. Brown has good size at 6'2" and 200 pounds. His 40-yard time was 4.44 at the NFL Combines. He attended the Miami Dolphins rookie minicamp, but wasn't signed.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
The Wisconsin men's basketball program has added an exhibition game against an SEC opponent, Oklahoma. 1 week before the regular season starts, the game against the Sooners will be played at the Pfizer Forum on Friday, October 24th. Tickets go on sale Monday. The game will be an early chance for Badger fans to see a roster that includes 8 new faces. And when it comes to the future of the college football playoff, there were as many opinions as there were coaches on hand at the Southeastern Conference and Big 12 League meetings in Florida this week. One of the most eye-opening came from Kenny Dillingham of Arizona State. He favors a format that would include 16 teams, 5 of them automatic bids to the highest-rated conference champions, and the rest going as at-large bids. That would be paired with a straight seeding model that would be adopted for next season's playoff. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Memorial Day isn't just a long weekend. It's a day to reflect on the brave souls who gave everything for our country. Sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart and Hillsboro Equipment, honoring courage, sacrifice, and freedom.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and cattle were lower Friday. Corn finished mixed and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Steins focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. Planting and emergence conditions continue to generally look favorable. Weekly export numbers were bearish, with China canceling on a small amount of old crop. July beans were down a dime at 10.41 and three quarters. August was 11 and three quarters lower at 10.33 and three quarters. July soybean meal was down 10 cents at 296.30. July soybean oil was 150 points lower at 46.89. Corn was mostly lower, monitoring planting and development weather, with forecasts generally looking good into mid-June. Now, the weekly export sales numbers were below average, but unknown destinations did buy mostly old crop U.S. corn Friday morning. July was 3 lower at 444, and September was down 4 at 423 and a quarter. And wheat was mixed. Chicago was mostly lower on export competition concerns, while Kansas City and Minneapolis were up monitoring some condition issues. Winter wheat conditions vary widely, and parts of the southern U.S. plains could see early harvest delays due to rain. July Chicago held at 534. July Kansas City was up 1.5 at 533 and a quarter. July Minneapolis wheat on Friday was a dime higher at 625 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower on end-of-the-month profit-taking and questions about sustained direct price strength. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in a moment. June live was down 5 at 215.47. August was 72 lower at 209.35. August feeder cattle were down at 110 at 298.82. September feeders were $1.15 lower at 297.70. And hogs closed higher, supported by a big midday gain in the pork carcass cutout value. June lean was up $1.30 at 101.32. The July contract was $1.95 higher at 104.92. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture right in your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade Friday following Thursday's light business. For the week, live deals in the South were mostly $223, $2 to $3 higher than the prior week's business. Dress deals were at $368 to mostly $370, $6 to $8 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 25 cents at $366.34. Select closed 301 higher at 356.65. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 20,000 on the week and down about 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 355 with a weighted average of 95.40. The Iowa Minnesota was 383 lower with a weighted average of 96.45. Pork values closed sharply higher, up 260 at 107.22. And estimated hog slaughter was 475,000 head, up 51,000 on the week and down about 7,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Rose Oswald Polls with the Wisconsin Bankers Association says a recent Federal Reserve study shows more farmers are struggling with their finances now.
Farm credit conditions have really been challenging for ag borrowers, and the ag lenders have reported that demand has definitely gone up for operating loans in the first quarter.
More news after this.
Just when you thought broadleaf weeds were winning the fight, Status Herbicide delivers the knockout punch to nearly 200 types. But the post-emergence fight isn't over yet. HPPD-resistant weeds have entered the ring. And what the water hemp? Status Herbicide just brought in Zidua SC Herbicide for a tank mix. Looks like HPPD-resistant weeds are going to be knocked down for a while. And that's why Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide in corn. Talk to your BASF retailer about Status Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
It's been estimated that one in four farmers struggles with mental health.
We have such a responsibility to not only the farmers and ranchers and corn growers and everybody else out there that's feeding the nation, but we have a responsibility to our fellow man, our fellow woman, our fellow children, to ask them if they're okay, to tell them that it's okay to not be okay. We live in a world where we can be anything we want. The most important thing to be is kind.
Saying something could mean everything. Brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association.
Eastern Kansas farmer Clay Shem says recent moisture could get most of his wheat crop across the finish line, but that's not the case for every farmer.
Maybe 15%
of the wheat acres guys have gone in and destroyed, either missed out on the rain or especially during wheat seeding last year, we had some hellacious wind.
BASF agronomist Nick Roysden says it's not too early to start scouting for soybean aphids.
If you see that one plant in the middle that looks a little rough around the edges, that could be a really good indication that you might have an aphid problem.
University of Minnesota Precision Ag Center Director Eugene Miao says automation is becoming more common in U.S. agriculture, meaning less will be required of farm operators.
We hope, you know, artificial intelligence will help us to automatically identify the problems and make the decisions, the prescriptions, and also implement that in the field.
And as May Beef Month ends, June Dairy Month begins. I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Clean Fuels Letter asks the U.S. EPA to boost RVO levels. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America says the U.S. EPA needs to significantly increase the RVO levels under the renewable fuel standard. On this episode, Donnell Rehagen says more certainty is needed to help drive profitability in the biodiesel industry. More coming up on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Rehagen with Clean Fuels Alliance America tells Brownfield the organization has sent a letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin asking for federal renewable volume obligations to be set at no less than 5.25 billion gallons in 2026.
RVOs under the renewable fuel standard are being close to being released by the EPA. They actually should have completed this task last fall by October 31st. So they're running a little bit late, but they picked up the pace and they were expecting that any day. And so those RVOs will set the foundation for our industry over the next year or two for sure. It depends on how long they set those for. And so if you recall, the last time they did this a few years ago, they set those volumes for 3 years. So 2025 is the third of those 3 years. And unfortunately, the EPA got those numbers woefully wrong, very low. And so our industry has been held back a little bit by those volumes over that three-year period. And so we're asking the EPA to get it right this time, to understand where our industry truly is in capacity, as well as fuel demand, and where our feedstock availability is, and to set that volume almost 2 billion gallons higher than they did for this year when they set that volume for next year.
Rehagen says the lower levels over the last 3 years has had some negative impacts on the U.S. biodiesel industry.
It's really kind of had a dampening effect on our industry's ability to find investment and to build. I mean, we have the ability to be bigger than we are today, that 5 billion gallon number. But the policies that impact our industry, the RFS being a primary one, have to extend encouragement
to our industry and certainty. And so that's what we're looking for, is the EPA to acknowledge they got the number wrong, significantly wrong, and to fix that, to step up to where the industry is now. And so I think with that happening, we'll see some of the plants that have been mostly idled this calendar year. I think we see the ability for those plants to turn back on fairly quickly and to respond to that, even though that volume is a volume set for next year.
In the letter, Clean Fuels said the U.S. biomass-based diesel industry supports more than 107,000 jobs and $42.4 billion in economic activity. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
From the first day of school to the last walk across the stage, every step mattered. Congratulations to the graduates of Ithaca High School. Brought to you by Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, Meyer Oil and LP, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, and the Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. Then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. Then you get that money and still feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. Then you get older and it don't feel like it should. I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Once I get a car that don't stall in the morning, I can make it anywhere, I won't just wait. But I can see it right now sitting in my driveway. Afraid if I take it out, I'll chip the paint.
Come back for more. fine, fine elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart. Take new time to start.
That was Dean Zuccaro and Albert Castile with Shine on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede, hoping you're having a great Friday evening. Unfortunately, we are having transmitter issues, so if you're listening on the radio, you probably can't hear our broadcast, but you can hear us online at WRCO.com, and we are hoping to get that resolved here shortly. So stay tuned to WRCO, and once we get things resolved, we will be back on the air.
Today, we don't say goodbye. We say thank you. To every fallen hero, your legacy endures. A heartfelt thank you from Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85 and the Shoebox, standing with our heroes.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We expect a nice lineup of collector tractors, including Internationals, Farmalls, John Deere's, Alice Chalmers, and tons more. We'll also have antique implements, tools, and tons of Ford memorabilia. We're taking consignments. Get your classic tractors and implements down to Muscadet today. Wilkinson Auctions Classic Tractor Consignment Auction Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
rentit.com.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
E.T. Foods and the Bag Center have received a new shipment of farm plastics now available at the Bag Center. Call for pricing and availability. At E.T. Foods, check out the great deals on select Del Monte vegetables, available by the can or by the case. A 12-count case is just $8. Also featuring Bacalars at $4.50 and Nathan's Beef Franks only $2.50 for an 11-ounce pack. Find them 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. That's E.T. Foods and the Bag Center, serving the community with quality and value.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with fire, they too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Time till it finds your heart or mine.
That was John Party with Your Heart or Mind on Country and Community WRCO 100.9. Our time is 5:52. The temperature is 71 degrees outside. And if you are listening online, you can hear us. You can hear us online and on the Civic Media app. Unfortunately, we are having transmitter issues, so everybody that's listening on radio cannot hear us. So if you have somebody contact you and say, is WRCO off the air, direct them to the website. That way they can hear our great broadcast and our great country music. We're hoping to get this issue resolved here shortly. But in the meantime, yeah, we'll just keep you up to date online and on the Civic Media app. So hopefully we will get that resolved here very shortly and have some more great entertainment no matter where you listen to on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Okay, coming up next, we have Alan Jackson, and he has the Mercury Blues.
I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. What I do, I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
My every move, my every thought like a fire the wind has caught as I begin to give you all who I am. Your every touch is my command. But once again it seems I've loved you all I across your face, then that reach more.